The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Christmas is coming in 2022 with Tris Cayley and the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. I'm working on another new format for this show in 2022. Galway-based Wee Banjo 3 has one foot in Irish music and one foot in Americana music, seamlessly combining the virtuosity and precision in each genre's traditional disciplines with the artful song craft and infectious live performance of today's musical landscape. This is their 10th year performing together to thousands of fans at Irish and bluegrass festivals across the world. The latest album is called Open the Road, and I'm happy I looked it up because I can also add it to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast that I host. Woo! Here's Wee Banjo 3 with Joy to the World from their album A Winter Wonderful. Christmas patrons, the Celtic Christmas Podcast is brought to you by the kindness of Celtic Christmas fans on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation and promotion and production of the show. Join others to spread Christmas cheer for this holiday season. Sign up for as little as $1 per episode on Patreon. Winners of the Folk Rock Celtic Band of the Year award by Wisconsin Area Music Industry for 2019 and 2015, Riley have garnered a reputation for being an interactive get-off-your-chair act. The band's circuit continues to grow along with a reputation for being a highly respected professional group. National programs such as Good Morning Ireland, Blarney on the Air, and Petty Rock Internet Radio have featured Riley. Celtic Radio Music Network rates them as 5 out of 5 stars. stars, their ability to adapt Celtic music to an American rock audience and include unexpected rock favorites into their set make them the perfect eclectic choice in today's watered-down and predictable Celtic scene. Their latest album is called Dirty Pool. You can find it on their Bandcamp page. This is For You on Christmas from their album Kick-Ass Celtic Christmas.
I'm coming home for you on Christmas Day. For you on Christmas Day. In my dreams I will stay at home on Christmas Day.
A number of Celtic Christmas playlists that I publish on Spotify, and the Christmas Drive playlist is a Christmas music playlist you will enjoy while taking a holiday drive to see your family or friends. You can find that link in the show notes at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Now, The Wexford Carols is a 2014 album of traditional Irish carols by Catriona O'Leary, featuring guest singers Tom Jones, Roseanne Cash, and Carolina Chocolate Drop singer Rhiannon Giddens, and more. The album went to number one on the Billboard World Albums chart back in 2014, and this is Catriona O'Leary with Tell Shepherds from that album.
Tell shepherds, and did your flock stray? Or where have you been this long night? Strange visions woke me before the day. I thought it unusually bright, especially over yonder stone where my own Georgia to ride by his home, knowing winter's like clay. And since you seem thus far concerned, come hither, we'll further explore the wonders this night we have learned, which happily broke our
And now for today's holiday feature, it's Triskelie. Triskelie is the premier all-female Celtic band out of Albany, New York. They are known for their stunning harmonies, singing in the Gaelic language, and for their Irish wit. Nolene, who grew up in Dublin, is the youngest of 16. Taught Sharon and Jen the Gaelic language through song. These ladies perform primarily traditional Celtic Irish music, but also have written originals. Triskelie not only revitalizes the Gaelic language, but weaves history and traditions about growing up in Ireland. This gives the listener a deeper appreciation and understanding of Irish Celtic history. Triskelie stands out in a Celtic music world dominated by men. They have gained fans and supporters with their ability to keep traditional songs traditional. Fans have stated that they enjoy hearing songs sung with the unique qualities of the female voice, giving the timbre and rich, clear harmonies. I'm particularly smitten by their byline, Celtic Trad with a Woman's Touch. Their song, Christmas is Coming, is a new addition to the Celtic Christmas music world, but I'll let them tell you more about it.
Hey Mark, Triskelie here. We'd like to tell you about Christmas is a Comin', which is the title of our new CD. I'm going to hand this over to Nolene, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about the song.
I was just trying to think about the song and why I wanted to write this song. And I was thinking back in the days growing up in Ireland and what the memories brought back to me here, you know. I found a lot of the thing was smells. We didn't have Thanksgiving in Ireland, but 6 to 8 weeks before Christmas, I knew it was starting. It was starting to happen. The Advent season was coming. My mother got out the raisins and the currants and the spices and the plum pudding. The Christmas pudding was starting to be made. And just the aromas in the house was just, that's what it was all about. You know, they would make the pudding, boil it for 6 hours with the bottle of Guinness in there. And then they would hang it up for 6 to 8 weeks. And then when on Christmas Day, you would just have the plum pudding with the brandy butter just melting and oozing over it. And that's what it was all about, you know, just the smells and all the family gather. Nobody goes anywhere on Christmas except to your family, because that's what it's all about, the love and the family and the gatherings and, you know, the decorations and hanging up your real stocking at the end of your bed in the hopes that you might get a piece of fruit. Because that's what the traditions were about, and that's what it's all about. That's why Christmas is a-coming. And let's all just live in peace and harmony together, because life is too short.
Not just one day of the year, with our family and our loved ones, let us celebrate and cheer. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming soon. In this busy time and season, baking pies and puddings too. Making gifts for all our loved ones, far and near our love is true. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming soon. Tell the world, let's all rejoice now, peace and love be in our hearts. No more hate or angry feelings, peace on earth. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming soon. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming. Ia kiln mic day, Christmas is a coming soon.
That, of course, was the title track of Triskelie's album, Christmas is Coming. Do you have a Christmas story to share? Drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Include a picture for our show notes. And what's your favorite Celtic Christmas song in this episode? Make sure you add that song to your own Celtic music playlist, or even better, support the artists by buying their music and joining their mailing list, or even joining their Patreon page. Several have that as well. And there's another way to share your favorite track in the episode. You can vote for your favorite song or tune when you join us on Patreon. Again, only $1 per episode. The most popular track will be added to our Christmas playlist. And you have just 2 weeks to vote. So please go cast your vote for the Celtic Christmas favorite song. You can follow the link in the show notes to get you right over there. Then let me know if there's a Celtic Christmas song or tune that I should add to the next episode of the show. Again, emails you can send to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. For more than three decades, Cape Breton-based family group the Barrow MacNeills has been thrilling audiences of all ages, near and far, with their sparkling repertoire, vocals, instrumental prowess, and vibrant showmanship. They are Canada's Celtic ambassadors, and their Celtic Christmas album is currently available on vinyl. You'll also find Wooden Tree Ornament in their store, along with all of their albums. This is the Barrow MacNeills with Party in Wesha Bucket from their album, The Christmas Album.
Thank you.
All right, what did you think of this week's show? Send me your feedback, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Celtic Christmas Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. The show was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. A special thanks to our Celtic Christmas producer, Carol Burrill. Thank you so much, Carol, for supporting the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website where you can become a Christmas patron for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nella Conadiv.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Field Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.